Oh, hi.
I think we're recording. We'll never
That
know.
Can't be good.
Nothing can be good. I don't even know what we're podcasting about, honestly.
This was your idea.
It was your idea.
No, false.
100% not false.
You reached out about rule suggestions. I made my only rule suggestion, and you immediately scheduled a podcast.
Do you want me to read the text thread? That's 100% incorrect.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's like actual documentation. I reached out about scheduling a draft.
Well, that's just getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay, hold on. I have to go back. Okay. I wrote, should we draft this year? You wrote, how many votes for switching to soccer fantasy?
Yeah.
I wrote, we need to discuss that in the rules pod.
Yeah.
You wrote, have you figured out how to pod during the day yet? I wrote, for the next 2 weeks, yes, because I'm still not working. It's awesome. You wrote, cool. 1 to 2 is courthouse lunch, so it's always the easiest time, but I'm pretty flexible most days until like 4:30. So you're the one that was suggesting we schedule the pod and stuff.
No. You suggest, well, so as soon as I engaged you in conversation, you suggested a pod.
I only suggested a pod if you want to change to fantasy soccer. I'm happy just to set up a draft.
Well, I don't think anyone will come with you, me, but I really do think we should change to fantasy soccer.
Probably half the league would come. Don't you, first of all, don't you already do fantasy soccer?
Sometimes.
And you had like Elsie and Priest and Moose, right?
There was one year we ran a league with all those guys, and Libby did it, and Yoni maybe. It was pretty good.
Well, I think the premiership starts literally today, so we have to draft very soon for fantasy soccer.
It starts tomorrow. Well, so what are your thoughts?
I think the first game's today.
I thought I was gonna have to sell you on it.
Hold on. Now I'm looking up if it starts today or tomorrow. I think there's one game today. Yeah, there is. Burnley and Man City. Ha, suck it. Okay.
You're very knowledgeable about English soccer. You would probably do very well.
I follow soccer a decent amount. Have you been watching any of Messi on Inter Miami in that Leagues Cup or whatever it is?
I've watched some of the highlights, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the highlights too. I was really thinking this would be Philly Union's year, but now Messi's going to fuck it all up for us.
They're last in the actual MLS, right?
Yes. Well, in the Eastern Conference. But yes, they're last in the Eastern Conference. But I don't think they're like that far out from a playoff spot that if he wins every game for them, they'll be fine.
How many teams make the playoffs in MLS?
7, I believe.
That is a stupid number of teams.
It's either 7 or 8 per conference. Yep, it's 7. I think it's, yeah, so the one team gets, it's the same as the NFL, actually. One team gets a bye, and then the 3 through 7 play, and the 3 winners go on, to, and then the 1 seed, you have 4.
Should we change Legends of Tron to that format?
7 per conference or 7 total?
7 per conference. I like that.
Well, we don't really do conferences. How many teams make the playoffs in our league? 6. So it'd be adding a 7th team and getting rid of one of the 2 first round byes. That would actually mirror the actual NFL. I'm down.
I don't actually want to do anything to mirror the actual NFL.
Okay. So Inter Miami is 15th out of 15 teams on the Eastern Conference table with 18 points. They are 17 points out of 7th place. So that's actually a decent amount.
Do you support a club yet, or are you still bound by whoever Uber is sponsoring?
I support the Philly Union. They had a devastating loss in the MLS Finals against the LA, either Galaxy or LAFC, one of the LA teams last year.
No, but didn't you get into some French team or something because Uber was
sponsoring? Yeah, I liked OM for a while. Because I bought one of their jerseys because it says Uber Eats on it, and they had an American, Conrad, who used to play for them. But I'm kind of off them now.
I think this is the year for you to pick an English team.
I liked the Wolves for a while.
That's Lionel's team.
Is it? I just like the name.
Lionel's a big Wolves fan.
I like the irony. I don't know if irony is the right word, but no one really knows what irony means except probably you. I like the I like the irony that, like, they are literally one of very few professional teams that actually has, like, a team name, right? The Wolverhampton, like, the Wanderers. And, like, everyone else is just, like, the place. And they don't even go by that. They go by, like, a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So that amuses me.
Okay, but can you root for the same team as Lionel?
I don't mind rooting for a team as Lionel. I'll probably, like, I don't know if I'll ever see Lionel again. He lives out in, like, Minnesota now, right?
He does. That's true.
I kind of like Real Madrid, but is that just, like, cheating? Is that just, like, picking, like, the Dallas Cowboys, the Yankees or something?
I mean, it's a lot like that. And they also play in a league with only one other team that can challenge them.
I know.
Possibly two or three some years.
I know, but they didn't win that league last year because Barca won. But I really like Luka Modric.
Everyone likes Luka.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The problem with English teams is, like, I wanted to, like, half of them are owned by, like, Saudi, like oil oligarchy princes, right? Or Russian.
Only two teams are currently owned by a petrostate.
It's Chelsea and Man City, right?
No, Chelsea is not. Chelsea's owned by an American. Man City is owned, and Newcastle. Newcastle's owned by Saudi Arabia, and Man City's owned by one of the other ones.
I swear Chelsea was owned by, like, a Russian billionaire, dude. Did they make him sell?
They made him sell because of all the invading.
Yeah, and the invading's not great, is it?
Yeah, they made him sell.
Well, I was going to choose Chelsea until I knew that. It's kind
Chelsea,
of nice.
Chelsea like, is a top two most racist team.
That's okay, though.
So, no, I mean, that might be a selling point for you. I'm just trying to think of what else.
What does racism mean in Europe? Like, is it the same as in America? I don't think it is.
So I was going to bring it up. I was thinking of the ways in which soccer would be better than American football. And one of my selling points was that the racism in soccer is different and more interesting than racism that we are used to it in American football.
Okay, so what does that actually mean?
Well, it's a boundless world of racism. It's like all different kinds that we don't even have here. Just opens up so many more possibilities. Plus, there's banana throwing.
So, I will say it's kind of nice to just like follow a league and not root for a specific team. Like, I don't do that in any of the American leagues I follow. I always root for a team. So, it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not like desperate for a team.
Maybe you'll settle into one as you watch.
Remind me who the Trons go for. You all like Liverpool, right?
There's a lot of Liverpool and a lot of Tottenham support.
I don't like Liverpool, and Tottenham just sucks.
So, Priest and Lambchop and my wife are all big Tottenham fans.
You're married, and that's okay? Like, you can live with a Tottenham fan?
Yeah, it hasn't been a big thing. She conceded the child team. She conceded that the baby would root for Liverpool very early on. So, since we didn't have that friction, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
Does she want to come on the pod and defend herself and her choices?
She never at any point wants to come on the pod.
Do you even ask her? Because I feel
yes.
like if you asked her, she would. I think you're just answering for her.
No, I've asked her many times, and she has stayed remarkably consistent.
What if is the problem that I'm not asking her?
Yes, that's definitely the problem. You should definitely try.
Who in the league would be most likely to get her to say yes?
I think maybe Randall?
I was going to say Randall.
Okay. I don't think anyone could, but I think, like, if Randall were coming on the pod, she would have a shot at convincing Libby.
They need to come on the pod together?
Yeah. I don't think anyone is going to convince Libby to just go on mic with you.
We're friends. We hang out all the time.
Be that as it may. She doesn't know that you're recording in all those situations.
I guess that's true. So how's Liverpool looking this year?
Things are looking bad. So basically they needed a whole new midfield.
Yeah, you guys didn't even make the Champions League, did you?
They did not.
And that's like embarrassingly bad for them, right?
It's not ideal. They needed a whole new midfield, and then Saudi Arabia started buying every famous soccer player in the world. So they lost two more midfielders they weren't necessarily yet ready to move on from. So then they really needed a midfield.
I didn't realize more players than just Ronaldo had actually good players had gone to the Saudi.
This summer Saudi has started splashing insane cash for basically approaching the hill or over the hill name players.
Well, didn't they also throw out an insane offer for Mbappe?
Yes, they basically offered $500 million for 1 year of Mbappe.
Yeah, that's kind of hard not to take that. But he turned it down, right?
He turned it down.
Crazy. So what's the selling point on going to fantasy soccer?
Okay, so first of all, the games, it's a much more enjoyable watch experience. The game is 2 hours.
Fair.
There's no commercials.
It's 2 hours, but it's at a much worse time of day.
I think it's at a much better time of day, especially if you have children.
Disagree. Like NFL, well, half the NFL games are after kids go to bed.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm going to be sleeping too.
You don't know how to care, right? You sleep while the kids are awake, Anton, and you do your own life while they're asleep. You didn't figure that out yet?
My child's not yet old enough for that system.
How old's your thing?
My thing is approximately 16 months.
He's definitely old enough. Oh, my God. Can he walk?
Yeah, he can walk.
Can he talk?
He cannot talk. He can say a few words, but he doesn't really talk.
In English or Russian?
In English and French.
You're teaching him French?
I'm not, but his bilingual daycare is.
That's kind of weird.
So I guess I am also.
Okay. So, fine. You have a two-hour game. That's selling point one. It may or may not be at a better time of day, although it's definitively not.
Look, if you have a kid, you're up at when on a Saturday? When do you get up? Tomorrow morning?
I don't know. Jess is going to wake up with the kids, and I'll sleep as late as I want.
Okay. You're a bad example for this. Anyway, soccer, 7:30 a.m. on the weekend. Nice early game. Get you going. Then everything else kicks off at 10, 11. Then there's a late game in the afternoon at 2 or 3 p.m. And that's your day of games.
Okay. So, fine. Let's say I'll give you that. You've got – it's a better time of day, and it's a shorter game window.
Mm-hmm.
What else
you got? The racism is more varied and interesting. The announcing is incomparably better in that they actually speak in complete sentences and use words according to their meaning.
Yeah, but it's harder to understand them.
It's really not.
Okay. It is for me.
It is less depressingly exploitative and destructive of the human body than American football.
There's studies out there that soccer actually for kids gets more concussions than football. I don't know.
The repetitive head thing. Yeah. They're trying to ban heading for kids basically.
Yeah.
But it is definitely not the same. A kid comes out of college, gets banged as hard as possible into other human bodies for 3.5 years, and then is too injured to play anymore and then dies 10 years later from CTE. Football has become I don't know if I'm focusing on it more or we know more about it, but it's just kind of become sad because of that.
So let me ask you, do you watch football at all anymore?
Basically, no.
The Eagles were in the Super Bowl last year. Do you watch the playoffs?
This past season, I watched only the Eagles and only a few games.
And has your I'm actually curious for an actual answer, like, because you used, like, 15 years ago, like, you enjoyed watching the sport of football, as far as I know.
Yeah, I would watch Red Zone all day, start to finish, and every Eagles game.
Yeah, I think when we lived in New York, I would, like, I went over to your house sometimes, we'd watch a couple games. Like, has your actual enjoyment of, like, the sport and what it means to watch the sport changed, or is it all, like, the social and impact stuff that goes with, like, everything's wrong with the NFL?
It's both. Like, I mean, I definitely, when I was following it more closely and I was in regular communication with other people that were following it closely, it was more interesting.
All of your friends are in this fantasy football league.
But none of them actually watch football. Okay, so that was going to be my question. Who in the league do you think actually watches football?
Ed.
Okay.
Am I right?
I assume so, yeah.
Okay, do you not talk to Ed?
I don't know how often he watches football.
I'm positive Yoni watches football.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not talk to Yoni every day?
I don't know.
That's a problem. I watch football.
How much football do you watch?
I don't watch as much as like 10 years ago, but I watch a decent amount. Like, I will generally watch all of or parts of the Monday, Sunday night, and the night games. Like, all three night games, my default is watch them unless, like, I have a reason not to.
Oh, wow.
And then...
So where is football on your time?
I mean, like, I won't always watch till the end. Like, I will fall asleep if it's not interesting or whatever. And I'll generally try to watch the Eagles on Sunday. And if I'm not busy, I'll still, like, watch Red Zone. Or if I'm, like, out taking courts, like a birthday party Sunday afternoon, I'll, like, watch Red Zone on my phone, because what you're supposed to do as a parent. So, like, I don't know. I watch a decent amount.
What is your number one sport in hours watched per year?
That's an interesting question, because I've never thought to add it up. It's probably basketball. It's probably NBA. But probably NBA, then NFL, then MLB, then soccer, then tennis, then ultimate, then disc golf. That's probably it.
Okay. Yeah, it was probably football. Football is number one for me. I'm sure at some point, but I don't think it's in the top five now.
Top? You don't assign the top five?
Man, I might sneak in at like fifth.
What do you watch besides Euro soccer, NBA?
I watch soccer, NBA. I don't watch much tennis. I watch the big stuff. I watch some hockey.
Oh, it's because you're Russian. That doesn't count.
I also don't follow hockey like I used to. My sister's super into hockey, so I rely on her for all my hockey news.
Okay. So back to, I've got Ed, Yoni, and myself watch football. That's three of us. I'm sure Vigo watches football. That's four. After that, those are the only four I feel like very confident about. I would guess Hudson still watches football. Like, that would be my next most confident player, unless I'm forgetting someone. I think Priest might still watch enough to, like, follow the Jets. Like, I think Priest fell off football for, like, life and parenting reasons, not for, like, moral objections to, like, all the other bullshit reasons, but I don't really know.
Oh, I mean, life and parenting are more important reasons for me, too.
You've been a parent for a year, and apparently you're not even good at it.
No, I'm terrible at it, but it's still decreased the amount of football I watch.
I don't remember who else in the league. Like, all of Tron Chad is a no. No. Does Lamb Chop watch football?
He's a parent, too, now, you know.
I've heard, but again,
I don't think he watches much, if he watches.
Of the people that watch football in the league, it's literally all the best parents. It's Yoni, Ed, Vigo, and me. So, like, I don't see a correlation between, like, parenting and watching NFL.
You just named two good parents.
Vigo and me?
No. Oh,
that's just not nice to Yoni.
I have no idea how Viggo is as a parent, other than he's more Jewish than I'd probably like. I doubt that you're any good at it.
I think his wife is Orthodox. I don't think so. I think that is where the Jewishness comes from for Viggo. My kids are both alive. I feel like I'm doing a decent job.
How is having two?
It's terrible. They like shouldn't let you have that money. But
how old is your younger one now?
That's something no one even knows. He is 9 months, like a little more than 9 months.
Okay, so he's right around Lamb Chop's kid's age.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was born in November?
Yeah, exactly, November 22. But I don't really compare my family to Lamb Chop's. That's not a comparison.
Because it would be very sad
for you. It'd be very sad for him. But the thing is, like, you get to a point where, like, what happens when your kid is like 7 years old and like wants to watch, if you still live in New York, like the Giants maybe, like then you got like, then it's good parenting to like watch football with your son and like teach him about it.
I know, but at that point, I really hope that my kid wants to watch Liverpool.
He might want to.
He's already watching Liverpool.
Anyway, do you want to vote on this?
Yeah, I think we may have tried a year or two ago. We'll see what the vote is. But that is my only rule suggestion, is to switch to English soccer.
All right. You and me are the only two voting. You vote yes, I vote no. So I failed to reach the 8/12 majority needed.
Is it 8/12 to switch sports?
It's 8/12 to change a rule change. Switching sports should probably have a higher.
No, control. That's not true. It's 7/12 for a rule change. It was 8/12 for tattoos, I think.
Well, you failed to reach a 7/12 majority. I would go back for tattoos.
So do you have, is there anything good about football? Do you want to defend American football in any way?
First, let me ask you, like, is fantasy soccer, like, actual, like, I'm naive to a lot of soccer. Like, what are the stats? Like, how do you actually, like.
So I'll tell you, but first, I forgot a sport that has shot ahead of American football in my time spent watching it rankings.
Curling.
Last couple of years. Australian football.
Obviously, I've heard of it. I don't honestly know what it is.
Fucking love Australian football.
It's like similar to rugby, right?
It's similar to rugby. It's a little more soccery than rugby, but it's still mostly rugby-ish.
All right. What if I make you a deal?
Yeah.
What if we stick to American football?
But also have an Australian football fantasy
league. Oh, look at that. But I actually try to produce good league media this year.
I don't believe you.
I'm like ready to go. Last year was an off year because like Dylan was born and fucked everything up. But yeah. I'm good. I'm prepared to figure out something good to do on the podcast this year.
That would be cool. I'm out on football. Like, football kind of sucks. This is why I like, what's good about it?
It's still really fun to watch.
Is it?
Yes. So, okay. You can argue the games are maybe long, especially now with the changes to baseball. They will probably feel longer because it won't be it'll probably be the longest sport. Definitely will. I don't know if you watch much baseball this year.
I guarantee you that nothing that changes about baseball affects my perception.
Okay, fine. But one, like, it's easier to watch than other sports because there's like there's so much downtime built into it that you can be multitasking very easily. You can DVR it and just like skip through the plays very easily. So like one, from just a watchability standpoint, I still think it's great compared to like NBA or even soccer to an extent. Like if you're like doing other stuff, like you can miss important action anytime.
But well, soccer's great because you can tell by the announcing when you should look up if you're not watching the whole time.
Fine, but football you can tell because it's when the play is, which is like 1/10 of the actual time.
I know, except wait, hold on. They're going to measure it. Okay. Okay. No, hold on. Okay. Now we're going to have a TV timeout. Okay, wait, hold on. Are they going to challenge that? Okay, we'll get back after the TV timeout and see if they're going to challenge.
Oh, okay. The striker fell over. Oh, he's holding his ankle. Oh, he's going to pretend to be in pain for 20 minutes. Oh, okay. Now he walks off on his own. What's the difference?
They make him leave the field. Have you not watched English lately? The game's moving. It's moving.
I haven't watched since last year. But in every league, they do that shit. And you can't say they don't do that shit.
No, there's time wasting, but it's not nearly as much time wasted, and it's not intentional and built into it for the benefit of big beer.
But like the main point I think should be like, if you throw out caring about the CTE stuff and the social impact stuff and the, mm-hmm. the racism and everything that comes out, everything comes to the NFL, like it's still the same sport that like all of us used to like watching. It's still like it's an enjoyable, interesting sport to watch. Like there's interesting tactics and strategy and like. And the way the game moves is fun to watch. It's why it's very it's the most popular sport to watch for a reason.
But like without like this, even the social stuff, just the medical stuff. Like I can't enjoy watching human bodies get intentionally destroyed that fast for amusement.
Are you that pro human body?
But
they're not. So first of all, they're not destroying their bodies for your amusement. They're destroying their bodies for their paychecks. And there are plenty of industries that like fuck you up mentally or physically and pay you a lot less than the NFL.
I know that's why we don't play fantasy oil rig worker.
Fair, no, but like at least they're getting paid a lot of
fantasy
money.
Fantasy oil rig worker.
Do you want to play fantasy oil rig worker?
No, but the thing is, they're not. The average career is what, like 2 months?
No, it's like two or 3 years. It's like two or three.
Right, but most of these guys are not actually making lifetime wealth. They're just getting hurt on television. Anyway, yeah,
but for
I don't even care that much.
They get six figures for 2 or 3 years, and then they do get NFL healthcare. I agree that the social stuff is shitty. I'm not trying to defend all the NFL. I just think the sport is still interesting to watch.
Yeah, I guess a little, not much.
So we're sticking with fantasy football. Honestly,
no, we'll put it to a vote.
Okay, now we need some other rules just to like sweeten up the rule vote. We can't just have one vote, one rule.
I don't even remember what the rules of football are. What I mean, do you have a rule suggestion?
Yeah, let's add the seventh team to the playoffs. Like, I kind of like that. It makes it more likely I make the playoffs. Put it to a vote. There's no any plausible rule gets voted on. That's the quote unquote rule. Unless you want to go upstream of that.
I don't even know anymore. I don't know what's plausible anymore. I think that part of our poll for the rule changes is going to be a poll about how much people actually watch football. Like to see some data.
Maybe that'll be a podcast theme topic this year. Maybe we'll get into watching football and what it means for societal impact. I can do some like hardcore investigative journalism on this.
So what are your ideas for not sucking as much at media?
I don't have any yet. I'm just committed to trying this year. I always come up with something. I'll come up with something.
Do you often come up with nothing?
But it's like, I'll do like nothing for a couple of years and I'll come up with a new gimmick and then that'll work for a year and then I'll do nothing for a couple more years. But this is an on year. If you pick the fantasy football, that's what I'm saying.
New gimmick. Kick the ball with our feet into a rectangular net.
They kind of do that. But you're also welcome to come up with gimmicks. Anyone else is welcome to come up with podcast suggestions too.
Have you ever watched Australian football?
No, I told you I don't know what it is.
I really think that you should watch a game and then describe it on a podcast.
I think Jordan Mailata, the Eagles left tackle, used to play Australian football. It's either that or rugby.
No, he used to play rugby league.
Okay. It's close enough, right?
It is not very close, but it is the second most popular league in Australia after the Australian Football League.
So here's this question. Has anyone ever transitioned from Australian football to the NFL?
Yes. There was a kicker who came to the Eagles, I thought, at some point. from
Austin. Yeah, that actually does sound right.
Or a punter? I think it was a punter.
Yeah, that does sound right. See, look at you caring about the NFL.
Savraca. Remember Savraca?
Yeah. I don't remember liking him, but he was there.
Well, apparently U.S. college football teams recruit Aussie football guys for kicking positions now.
By the way, now that actual college players can make NIL money, even if the NFL career is like 2-3 years, you get a couple more years in college you can earn. So it's a lucrative business being a good football player.
I don't know.
What are your prospects for the Eagles this year? Repeat Super Bowl appearance?
Yes. Okay, I actually have, so I haven't been following anything. As far as I understand it, they kept more guys, especially in the secondary, than they were expecting to. And
yeah,
then
they
drafted a D lineman from Georgia who killed someone or something.
I honestly don't remember. I don't think he killed someone.
He was involved in a high speed crash.
He was involved in a high speed crash. He didn't like Henry Ruggs them.
Henry Ruggs level.
First of all, I'm pretty sure he was actually a passenger. I don't think he was driving. Yeah. But he was definitely involved in a high speed crash that killed.
It wasn't a Henry Ruggs level of killing someone. It was like a paparazzi and Princess Diana level of killing someone.
Yeah. But he was potentially going to be the number one player in the draft, and then slid to like 13 or 14 where the Eagles got him.
Because of his personal failings, we saved a lot of money.
And because he showed up to pro day or to the combine like really out of shape and like couldn't move.
Cool. Well, so maybe you should tell me what their prospects are for this year.
So I do think we'll be good.
Is there anything about them that's better other than Jalen Hurts is a year better?
The D line could be better. The D line could be significantly better. The O line should be about the same. Secondary should be about the same. Jalen Hurts should be better. I think. Well, there are other players that I think will have big seasons, but I don't want to shock them here because I'm going to maybe draft them in fantasy. I think there are other players that'll be good.
Wait, so you think that like skill position players on the Eagles are going to be good who you don't believe other people in this very Eagles-centered league have heard of?
Well, no one in this league follows fucking football, so what do I know?
Fair.
I will tell you, and maybe traditional like Philly fandom of being negative. I actually have like a not sold whatsoever on Jalen Hurts. I think he is wildly overrated right now. And if he does it again, great. Even if he does the same thing, great. If he gets better, even better. But I'm like not sold on him as a quarterback at all.
Is Lane Johnson coming back?
Lane Johnson is coming back. He is by far the best player on the team. He's the most underrated player on the team, if not in the NFL. I fucking love him.
Wouldn't he still be playing on the left if he were the best player on the team?
He's never played on the left in the pros. He did in college. I just think he got used to the right.
Didn't he used to play on the left before?
No, he got drafted back when, what the fuck was the guy's name? Like our left tackle forever, who I'm blanking on. Jason Peters. Jason Peters on the left side.
Oh, Peters, that's right.
And
I thought he moved. I thought Johnson moved to make room for Peters. Or maybe he became a guard for a second.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm relatively confident Johnson's played his entire Eagles career as a right tackle. But the on-off stats for him are like significantly more than like any other player. Like the offense is literally terrible if you just remove him from the equation.
He is 33 years old. So yeah, in American football years, that is like 98 years old.
Yeah, but like O lineman can last. Like he's given up like one sack in like 3 years.
And Kelsey's still there?
Kelsey is still there. Kelsey, I'm more worried about him. Kelsey, I think, is a little overrated now. He's still good. I just think his reputation is more than his skill. But Lane is not. Lane is legit.
I'm looking at the roster now, and there's I would be alarmed by how many of these players are left over from when I still followed football.
Well, the O line and D line, because they still like Fletcher, Brandon Graham, Kelsey, and Lane have been there forever. I don't know if anyone else has been there all that long, but I mean, like Derek Barnett, but he sucks. Like he was drafted back in like 2016 or 17. Dallas Goedert's been there a decent amount now, I guess. I don't actually think the Eagles would have beaten the Niners last year if the Niners didn't forfeit the NFC Championship game. So I'm a little down on them. Do you want to hear my Sixers rant?
Yes, but first, do you know who the Eagles punter is?
Dav Raka?
No.
I don't think I do.
His name is Aaron Sipos. Or Sipass. Do you know where he came from?
Australian League football?
Australian rules football.
All right. Another one.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. If I were him, I'd go back. Anyway, what's your rant?
It's not really a rant. I mean, look, the last time we did a podcast was you, me, Yoni, and Frog. I think it was the middle of the Sixers Celtics series. Either before the series or the middle of the series. But I think
that
it was
the James
middle.
Harden pod?
Yeah. So we all know what happened fucking after that is the Celtics beat the Sixers in 7 games because we fucking suck. Joel Embiid, here's my only point. Joel Embiid is getting off so fucking easy in Philadelphia because of James Harden right now. Because of the way James Harden played in game 7 and because of the trade request. Everyone in Philly fucking hates Harden, where Embiid, who was the fucking MVP of the league, who lobbied for himself to be the MVP of the league, who has gone on record saying he was the hardest MVP anyone has ever won in the league. Like, he has said all these things, put up like 15 points on like 5 of 20 shooting, got roasted on defense, and fucking sucked in game 7. And we did not lose that series for a second because of James Harden. We lost the series because Joel Embiid has never won a playoff series against a good team in his life. He's never even had a good, like, defining game or moment against a good team in the playoffs in his life. And he is just skated by because, like, the process was weird and Hinkie was weird and Brett Brown was weird and Ben Simmons did this and Harden did this. Like, the entire time, and Embiid takes him to the second round and then sucks every year. Like, that's my Sixers rant.
But what, like, how good realistically? Let's say that Joel Embiid performed in the clutch like you want him to. How good realistically was this team with Joel Embiid and like how many Denver Nuggets would you pick before you pick another Sixer if you were picking teams? 4, 5, 6?
No. Let me answer your first question for that. If Embiid played like the MVP in the playoffs, this team was without a doubt good enough to make the finals, and they probably would have lost to Denver. But they should have beaten Boston, and they should have beaten Miami. I have, like, no doubt about that in my mind. If he actually was the MVP and played like that. Denver is really good. I don't think they would have beaten Denver.
But played like what? Like, when you're a big man, and they
like
then
like,
they played cheat like to stop you in the playoffs, you need people around you. You need people who are going to shoot. Everyone was playing like ass. So I get what you're saying. I think Embiid has skated by. I agree to a certain extent. But not all the way. Because I think he's never actually had a roster around him that would allow him to perform in the playoffs. Because for a big man to perform in the playoffs, he has to be able to have guys hit shots when he's doubled.
He also has to not shoot. Like, I'm going to look up his box score from game 7. Like, he disappeared in that game. Like, he gave up in the third quarter of that game.
He did I agree with that part. I don't think the team was going to win no matter what.
They weren't going to win the finals. I agree. Unless he had, like, a Herculean playoff run, which like players that were supposed to be that
else,
good.
What else do you do as a city? Like
five for 18, 8 rebounds, 4 turnovers, minus 28, 15 points. Like
over. I know, but he's our guy. Like you're not gonna trade him because you're not gonna get another guy. So you kind of have to
you know, not but, turn on Embiid.
Like, the only reason, it's like Harden's box score was worse. Harden was 3-11 for 9 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And he was also terrible. Like, Harden was terrible in that game, but Harden also shot 45 twice in a series, won 2 games in a series, and is also not supposed to be the best player on the team. Embiid is supposed to be the best player on the team. I'm not saying we need to trade him. Like, you're right about that. I'm just saying, like, it's just frustrating to me that, like, he gets, like, no blame or no shit and is, like, the golden child for the team and the media and all of this stuff. And, like, if Harden wasn't doing his bullshit trade request stuff right now, like, Embiid should be getting a lot more heat and a lot more pressure to actually, like, do something different next year and, like, get better. He still doesn't pass well to double teams. Like, he's average at passing to double teams. He could be much, I'm not saying he's to be Jokic, but there's a lot more he could do to help the team.
That's fair.
Anyway, that's it. Are we done with the podcast?
That was a good rant. Do you have a Wolverhampton rant?
I don't have a Wolverhampton rant as much.
Did you like Lopetegui, or did you think the club was right for parting ways with him?
I'm not sure I can name a player on the Wolves.
You know, they're heavily Portuguese. I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm okay with Portugal. They used to have, like, a Korean striker, I think. Or, like, someone from Asia.
But not
the guy on Tottenham.
They had Hui Chan Wang, I think is his name?
Yeah, something like that. It's pretty good.
So the story of Wolves offseason is basically their manager, who's good, wanted them to sign some guys, and they said, we don't have any money. And so he said, you guys should probably fire me because this isn't going to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did they fire him?
I mean, I'm surprised you're not already on top of this. Yeah.
I don't follow that much.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to listen to, like, do you have a good, like, soccer podcast I should listen to? That would actually get me into it more.
I do. So I listen to a few. I mean, there's Men in Blazers, which is like the
That's the Ringer one, right?
No, Men in Blazers is not the Ringer. There is a Ringer one called Ringer FC.
Men in Blazers was Grantland, I think.
Men in Blazers was at some point affiliated with Grantland.
Yeah.
Ringer FC is this guy, Musa Kwanga. They have a Premier League pod and, like, a rest of football.
I get ads for Musa Kwanga a lot. Okay.
Musa Kwanga is awesome. I love that guy. But I think my favorite football pod is called The Football Ramble. It's like the funniest.
Okay, rank is comedy versus this pod.
Like, intentional or unintentional?
Doesn't matter. Just whatever the listener wants out of it.
They're far more intentionally funny than anything that we've ever done.
I don't know about that.
I'll take my word for it.
Okay. What are we going to do now that Succession's over, though?
Focus your energies on fantasy football podcasting?
Maybe that'll be something. I called
for Unless, do you want to talk Below Deck Down Under? Because there's some big shit happening in the current season.
Mm. I haven't watched that show in a while. I could catch up if I had to.
Well, it was the first time someone got fired for just actual rape.
Oh. Raping a crew member or a guest?
Yeah, no, a crew member.
Like, this was, like, TV fire? Or this was, like, real
rape? This was, like, the fire? Producers of the reality show had to, like, break the fourth wall and go on camera to stop someone from going ahead with a rape.
Oh, so they were willing to go ahead with the rape, knowing they were on camera?
Well, they were trying to close the door, too. Anyway, it's been called one of the best treatments of sexual assault in modern television. I watched this season. It's really thought-provoking stuff, this yachting reality show.
Is that still a crime, even if you don't complete the rape? It must be, right?
Is attempted crime a crime? Yes, generally it's called attempted crime.
So is that person prosecuted?
Yes, I entered a guilty plea today for an attempted crime.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't talk about Succession or Below Deck Down Under because I haven't watched it. So we might have to end under an hour.
I would also be open to switching Legends of Tron to a fantasy league based around the Below Deck family of shows.
Can we expand to all of Bravo, or does it have to be Below Deck?
The whole Andy Cohen expanded universe?
Yeah, the ACU.
I would have to watch a lot more Housewives content than I'm comfortable with, so I don't know if I can do that. Can we just stick to the water-based reality shows?
What's your ranking of Bravo shows?
Below Deck, the original. Then, at the moment, I'd have to say Down Under, then Med, then Sailing Yacht.
Well, those are just Below Deck. I meant all of Bravo shows.
Yeah, I'm still going. Below Deck Adventure, where they go in Norway and shit, is last.
Are there really five spinoffs of Below Deck?
There's five that I can name.
Is Captain Lee still the captain on, like, the original?
Yes, but in the latest season of the original, he had actually, I paid close attention because it was spine related. He had a medical issue and was briefly replaced by the Below Deck Mediterranean captain, Captain Sandy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a little crossover.
I did not know you watched as much Bravo reality TV.
Just Below Deck.
Okay. So obviously Top Chef is number one. You meant to say that, then the Below Decks.
I did. Wait, Libby and I do watch Top Chef.
Top Chef is the only Bravo show where people are like good at stuff, as opposed to terrible at everything.
Yes. I mean, some of the people on Below Deck are okay at yachting.
I highly doubt any of them are actually like good yachters in their career.
As a connoisseur of fine yachting. This season of Top Chef was pretty boring, I thought.
I agree. It was not the best.
I had high hopes, but...
Speaking of Top Chef, whatever happened to the alt Frogger cooking account?
I don't know. Is Frogger posting that much food?
Maybe.
I basically only go on Instagram to post the occasional story of my baby.
You know what everyone loves when they go on Instagram is like shit about other people's kids. Just can't.
Well, I don't post it on mine. I post it on my baby's secret Instagram that only like 12 people follow.
You know what kids love? When they grow up and realize their parents have put all their lives on social media in an account in their name that they had no consent over.
I agree that sounds like something kids would love.
Here's an honest question. Could a kid take legal action on that?
In what sense?
If you make a social media account under your kid's name and post pictures of them without their consent, like, is there legal action? Can they do anything about that?
I mean, if you are fooling people into thinking that you are actually your kid, then maybe. And in other circumstances, also maybe, and depends on whether you're in California.
Okay. All right, well, just saying.
That'll be $600.
Maybe that'll be one of the things we'll do on the podcast this year, is you can come up with live alt Frogger captions.
But has Frogger been producing content? Because I don't really know.
I think so. He moved into his new house like a month ago, and he has a really nice kitchen. He was waiting for his outdoor pizza oven to come in, but it hadn't come yet. So
wait, this is newer than the ping pong bachelor fuck pad that I saw at some point?
That pad was awesome. I spent a lot of time fucking bachelors at that pad. And sometimes playing ping pong, too.
At the same time?
You can't do too much at once. But... him and his girlfriend Aura bought a house like a month ago.
Wait, he has a girlfriend? Where were these Frogger Life updates at the top of the pod when people were listening?
I didn't know that people were tuning in for the Frogger show.
We normally do life updates first, and you are the general conduit to Frogger.
Okay, but I think he talked about this when he was on the NBA pod. He has a girlfriend, Aura. They've been dating for, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 years, give or take. She is an ultimate player. I think, I mean, I'm positive that's how they met. She used to play on slow, but, so she's good.
Wait, she's tour, like, hasn't Frogger's marriage been over for less than 3 years?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I probably could if I went back and looked up some texts, but his marriage has been, well, there's like the official end and the like legal end. Like he was dating Aura before they were legally divorced, but they were like had agreed they were divorced, and it just took like a year to do all like the lawyer bullshit.
That does take a lot of time.
I could be wrong on the timelines. So she used to play for Slow, but her knees fucked up or something. She doesn't really play anymore. But they play like competitive disc golf together now.
Oh.
So they're like in a hardcore disc golf league, like a travel league where they like it's all of like the northeastern U.S. where they like drive like 5 hours to like play disc golf in January. They only play in the winter. So it kind of sounds disgustingly terrible. I mean, disc golf itself is fun, but driving 5 hours to play in like 10 degree weather doesn't sound as much fun.
But the things we do for love.
And the house they bought, literally their number one criteria was proximity to their favorite disc golf course. They knew nothing else about the town they bought a house in.
Okay. So Frogger's new girl is more into disc golf than his previous wife.
By a factor of infinity.
Okay. But less British.
Not by as much as you'd think. So Aura is Canadian, but she used to live in the UK. I think. Oh. I'm not sure if it was like growing up or post-college, but I've heard her talk about it. So she's less, but not by a ton.
Lambchop's wife is Canadian.
Yeah, I think I knew that when I met her. She had like a maple leaf tattooed on her forehead.
Yeah, Tronchet has a, I mean, the rest of our wives are from basically the Canadian part of the United States. It's like, it's a source of great women, the larger Canadian affiliated diaspora.
Which of you was first? And then I'm assuming the others just copied. You were Lionel, right?
Who was with whom first?
Yeah, not married, but like dating.
I don't remember. It was definitely not me. It was Lionel or Noah, but I don't remember.
Okay, so then there's either Lionel or Noah, and then the rest of you just decided that Midwestern girls were good. And
but Lambchop went all the way Canadian. So.
Well, obviously he's going to be something a little bit different, right?
Always got to be one up in us.
You know what actually impressed me? So I was texting with Noah the other day because he's going to come work at GoPuff with me. And he is listening to old Tron podcast, Legend of Tron podcasts right now to catch up from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, aware of this.
I was like shocked when he told me that.
No, every once in a while in Tron chat, he'll pop up and be like, did you guys know Priest has a child?
Yeah, that sounds like a Noah thing. I did not realize there was any listeners that dedicated, let alone Noah. But he still
owes a punishment where he has to listen to the Fuse podcast.
Oh, Modscast or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever going to do that is the problem.
It is.
How do we enforce the punishments? That's the question.
Well, I mean, the next time I'm in his house, I could put a picture of Yoni back up on the wall.
Okay, I guess that's it. All right, Anton. This was a pretty useless podcast when you really think about it.
Maybe we should just not release it and think of it as a phone call between two friends.
We can think of it as ever you want, but I'm putting it on the podcast feed unless I break the podcast feed while doing so.
Is there a podcast feed, though? Is there?
No one really knows, but after this, I got to go get my daughter from camp, so I'm not going to do it right away, so I'll probably forget about it. See, okay. I'm a great parent. I'm going to pick her up at camp. I'm going to bring her a snack. I'm going to ask her about her day and what was good at camp. It's really not that hard.
So do you have any advice for my child's current age or in the next year or so, maybe?
Sure, I give you tons of advice. How old? A year and a half?
It's almost a year and a half.
Does he go to like preschool or daycare like full time?
He goes to daycare full time.
Okay, good. That's the first key. Out of the house, pay someone else to do it for you. It also builds good social skills and like antibodies to sicknesses and stuff.
Yeah, we spent like solid 5 straight months having colds. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's that part's not the best. What is your theory on screen time?
We don't do any intentional screen time except to cut his nails, because that's what works.
Okay, let me pivot that for you. Think of it like this. You can't start early enough. As much as they want, whatever they want, as early as they want.
It's all, are you familiar, all of your problems. Are you familiar with Pew Pew Mole Car?
Is that a kids entertainment program?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's Japanese. It doesn't have any dialogue. It is a giant car-sized guinea pigs that are also cars. They have wheels and people can climb inside of them. And they have various adventures and misadventures. And Sasha is fucking fast. Like, he actually doesn't like or pay attention to most things on TV, but these freaking guinea pig cars, something else.
Yeah. No, don't know what that is. We stick to Disney Plus, mostly on the princess genre, and it works pretty well. Screen time is a must. The other key is you need to learn to manipulate like women's like biological senses or whatever it is. Where like
that's how I made the kid in the first place.
Okay, fair point. But like they can't like stand like to like hear a baby cry. Well, like men usually can. So if you just don't do anything when he's crying, they will have to pick him up. And you can just do nothing. That's another good strategy.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I meant things that might benefit my child. Like, I'm pretty good at being lazy. No, I get that. But here's what I'm saying. I'm already super great at being lazy and doing very few things. I don't really need tips in that area. I've got it pretty covered. But while I'm doing that, is there anything that might make my child or wife's existence less unbearable?
Yeah, you're not really getting parenting very well.
I'm pretty new to it.
I'm not as good at tips in those areas.
Okay. No, I don't need to know how to do less. Like, I'm pretty lazy as it is.
Well, it seems like you do, because if you just turn on your mole show all day long, you can do less, trust me.
I mean, my kid's a daycare.
You gotta have like a cool high five greeting between you two that only you two can do. That's like number one in parenting.
Ooh, so we recently got the high five, the basic high five down.
Yeah, but like anyone can do that.
He's really into it. Well, until a few weeks ago, my son couldn't do that. So check your privilege. But he can now, and he's super into it.
Okay, so then come up with like a customized salute, or like figure out how to like mimic the Russian flag via high five, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll feel cool.
Did you say mimic the Russian flag via high fives?
Yeah, if anyone can figure it out, you'll be able to.
There's so much wrong with what you're saying.
Like
more than usual.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't actually thinking about the current state of Russia as I said that. I'll walk that one back. I don't really believe allergies are much of a thing. So if your kid has allergies, just the best way to get through it is give them the food and they'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. No, we were on top of that. We were like shoving peanut butter in there as early as possible to make sure none of those develop.
Yeah, you got to get ahead of it. Is he potty trained yet?
No. He's... What? No. When did you potty train?
I don't know. Jess did it. Oh, shit. I have to go pick up the car from the dealership before I get Cora. So, okay. We got to go, Anton. I'll think of some more great parenting advice. Maybe that'll be a topic. I'll give you parenting advice.
I look forward to seeing you next time for our parenting / Australian rules football pod, which I hope to be bi-weekly.
Okay, but the actual one point, do a doodle to set up a draft date or we're going to be too late. Just actually do that and make a live draft happen.
That seems a lot. Put it on your calendars now. Summer 24, Trod Chat's all getting a cabin together with our kids, and we could do live draft there.
Does that mean you're inviting the entire league?
I'm inviting the entire league to sit outside the cabin for, you know, the afternoon of the draft.
Where, first of all, that trip will be a disaster, I can already tell you. Where's the cabin?
It's a remote part of Minnesota, I believe.
Which one's from Minnesota?
No one's from Minnesota. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, Lionel lives there now, but none of your wives are original Minnesotans?
No. Libby grew up in the Twin Cities greater metropolitan area, but on the Wisconsin side.
Have you done a trip with friends and kids before?
I have, but not with my own kid.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I've done a trip where other friends have kids.
Yeah. I've done a lot of these, and I can tell you, they are never as good as if you just didn't have kids.
Well, I know, but the alternative is just everyone staying in our own shitty places with our own shitty kids. So could it really be that much worse?
No, the key is you give your kids to someone else and then you travel. Like they go stay with like your grandparents.
Do you want to come to a remote lake in Minnesota for a week next summer and take care of all of Tronchat's children?
First of all,
and if you do that, we will live draft on one of those days.
See, here's one of the other things. Yoni always said many times that like other kids suck, but your own kids are good. It's actually the exact opposite. Your own kids suck, but taking care of other kids is so much more fun because you can just fuck around with them and there's no repercussions. It really doesn't matter.
But have you considered that you and Yoni might both be right and that Yoni's kids are great and your kids suck?
No, that couldn't be possible. But what I'm saying is the right way to do it is you give your kid.
Everyone gives their kids to a different league member for the summer. And then everyone has a better time.
Kid swap. I was going to say give your kid to like your parents for a week and then you and Libby go on your vacation is the actual way to do it. But I don't mind that kid swap for a summer idea. I'm down.
Okay.
But we're well over an hour, which I know is always your goal, and I have to go pick up my car before I can not be late.
I'll send a doodle for the draft where we'll determine the order for drafting the kid swap.
Maybe it's a Tron ranks this year. We'll ask everyone to rank the kids they'd rather inherit.
I mean, last pick and kid swap is pretty bad. Like, I would want to avoid that more than the last pick in the football draft.
What do you get with last pick? Like Hudson's Cats or something?
Well, no, you get last choice for your own kids. And you get Hudson's Cats.
The Hudson's Cats part is going to be rough. All right, Anton. The season is starting. This is the beginning of the season. Fantasy football, American football, you love it. We all love it. It's going to be great.
It's not really the season until I hear Avril Lavigne blasting louder than you screaming the name of the podcast.
Okay. First of all, it's fucking Taylor. Second of all, I don't think I've used anything off Midnights yet. So I got a lot of material.
Narf, the thing is that he was a skater boy and then he said, see you later, boy. Okay.
Teach that to your son. That's good parenting. Teach them the culture and the music that's important to all of us.
Will do.
Okay. Goodbye. Don't fuck up the season for us. Do a draft.
Unavoidable. Right. I will.